Hi guys, I'm back. This session is about questions that you have submitted to PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. I will be discussing the topics that you've submitted, or maybe you have a question about your life and you'd like me to talk about it and hear my thoughts. I am not a licensed therapist, but you know, I can give you my opinion based on life experiences, answer the best of my abilities. You can submit your questions, new listeners, at PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. That's PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. All right, so today's question comes from Chastity Roberts, and Chastity's in North Carolina. And she wrote to me and said she and her boyfriend have been together for 7 years, yet he refuses to discuss where their relationship is going to go further in the future, whether they're going to get married or remain just living together. What should she do? Well, Chastity, I've been getting a lot of questions about long-term relationships and what does that mean, and when do you put your foot down and when do you leave, or when do you let it go? And I just have a question. I know you can't answer a question with a question, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. Since when do we stay in relationships for 5, 7, 14 years waiting on something that is clearly not gonna happen? I mean, some people know from the first month. Some people know from 6 months. Some people know maybe a year. But why is it that so many people are going for years? There's a popular YouTuber, Mercy Gono. She is displaying her whole breakup in the media after 14 years. Like, who does that many? By that point, you're what they call a common law marriage. And who cares? It's just a title. Do you know that in some cultures, jumping a broom means you're married, or to kiss somebody means you guys are now, that's it, you're bound for life? So who cares? It's just a title, just a paper. But at the same time, if that's what you want for you, you should have made that a very clear statement up front, so that if it wasn't leaning towards that after your limit, you move it, you keep it pushing, you keep it moving. Why do we feel like we have to stay and change people? Why do we feel like we have to stay and, oh, I'm so great, you're going to change for me? No, he made it clear when the first, second, third, fourth, fifth year came around and nothing happened. I'll never forget the story of Tamara, the one that's married to Adam, the anchor, CNN or Fox, one of those. I think he's since stopped working there. But anyway, he took her on a romantic trip and she thought he was going to propose. Ugh. When he didn't, she just cried. Like, what is the point in that? I just don't get it. So, Chastity, I think you should sit him down. It's time for a serious conversation. And you need to explain your points. Look, I'm not in this for just the benefits. I want to know that we are heading towards something here. I'll never forget, I met a lady who said when she got pregnant with her second kid, the boyfriend was like, well, what are you going to do? And, you know, she's like, she's going to keep him. And then she said she wanted to know if he wanted to get married. And then the guy was like, no, I'm not getting married. Marriage is not for me. And she said, okay, that's fine. But I'll just stay with you until I find me a husband. And she told me that the guy asked her, you mean to tell me you're going to actively be looking for a husband while she's with me? And she said yes. And I nearly died, because I'd never heard it presented in that way. You're going to actively look for a husband while you're with your boyfriend. It's funny to me to hear it put in those words, because some boys do need it presented in that way, because he ended up marrying her because he was going to lose out on his, not only his child, but, you know, this woman who is serious about being married. So I say this, say all of that to say, if that is something that you're serious about, or that is something that you're after, make sure you're clear about it and don't waver it. Don't settle for it. Make sure that you're going after it, because otherwise you're just going to be living with resentment and wasting your time. And you're trying to figure out why y'all having so much problems. Well, it stemmed from what you were after, and now you're giving in. And then we got to be careful, because don't let society say, oh, you should be married, or oh, you need to be married, or oh, you should get... No. Don't let society put you down that trap. Because me, personally, I think weddings are just a money... That is just... You're just feuding someone's bank account. So don't put so much emphasis on the fact that, oh, okay, I want the lavish title and wedding and all, because it's really a lot of work once you get married. But if that's something you're after, make that clear and upfront. Don't settle. Don't be so desperate that you just riding the waves, and then when it don't come, you want to get all bitter. No. I hope that helps. Let me know what you think, or if you want to elaborate further. Don't forget, guys, send your questions, PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. I'll be back with another segment. See you guys later.